It's a beautiful Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running a bit on the cool side following the passage of a cold front yesterday. Highs today are running mainly in the 50s, and there is a bit of a breeze that is making it feel a little bit cooler. So it's a day that is a bit cool for this time of year, though we do have to face the reality that it is mid-October, so we expect to have some cool days and some rather chilly nights. And we are looking ahead to a cold night across the region with high pressure that remains in control. It's basically centered right over New York State today into tonight. And with that high pressure area in place and clear skies through the night, temperatures will fall back into the 20s and 30s. So in areas where the growing season has not officially ended, we are looking at freeze warnings in most of those areas, and also some areas are under frost advisory. So the bottom line is you will need to protect your gardens tonight from the cold, as temperatures are likely to dip to frosty levels across just about the entire area. A few patches of fog will be possible as the night moves along. And moving into tomorrow, we'll have another stellar day with high pressure working its way off to the east. It'll be centered over New England and also the Mid-Atlantic. So we're looking at another day with bright sunshine. Temperatures tomorrow will begin to warm a little bit as our wind turns a bit more to the southwest. We should be up into the low 60s in most areas. And then on Sunday, we'll see a front approach from the west, so we'll see more clouds on Sunday, and we might see a shower work in, especially north and west of Albany, by Sunday afternoon. I do want to talk about the drought monitor, which was released yesterday, and we're still looking at drought conditions across much of the area. Much of eastern New York is in moderate drought, and there are some pockets of severe drought across the far north and also the mid and lower Hudson Valley. Much of Connecticut is under severe drought, and in western Massachusetts, we have severe drought and even extreme drought conditions in the Pioneer Valley. And then heading north into Vermont, the southern half of Vermont is in moderate drought, and the northern half of Vermont is considered abnormally dry. To the tropics this afternoon, where Hurricane Nicole is working its way away from Bermuda, the storm poses no threat to land over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, areas of frost and freeze, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, patchy frost and freeze, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, areas of frost with lows in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, areas of frost and freeze, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower north and west of Albany, warmer with highs in the middle to upper 60s, and on Monday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.